Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The long-awaited ZANU-PF Congress opens with a Politburo meeting in Harare today, but as President Robert Mugabe chaired the meeting, some unknown people were distributing anti-Mugabe flyers in the city.
We want to wait and see what happens, but obviously it's one of those undemocratic processes where the vice president of the country can be threatened.
President Robert Mugabe takes a swipe at her beleaguered deputy Joyce Mjuru, accusing her of being, quote, too simplistic to lead the country.
First of all, they should clearly relook at their current domestic legislation to do with indigenization and other domestic legislation that is investment at the moment. The second thing is I think they should spend more time focusing on it, thinking around how to resolve the economy.
And analysts say besides the alleged coup plot by Mrs. Mujuru and her allies, Mr. Mugabe is facing a more serious threat that he cannot eliminate by political retribution, the crumbling economy.
The long-awaited ZANU-PF Congress opened in Harare today with President Robert Mugabe chairing the party's Politburo meeting, which is expected to set the agenda for the week-long meeting. But while Mr. Mugabe was consolidating his power base, presiding over a meeting recommending he be given more powers to run the party, unidentified people were driving around the city in a vehicle marked ZANU-PF Marondera, littering the city with anti-Mugabe flyers. Ivan Jifera has more from Harare.
Witnesses told Studio 7 that five people in the ZANU-PF vehicle threw the flyers inscribed "Vote of No Confidence Mugabe" as they drove around several streets in the city. Most people were, however, afraid to pick up the flyers. Harare resident Gilbert Kagodora tells Studio 7 he saw people in the truck dropping the flyers at the corner of Jason Moyo and First Street.
Or a clearly marked ZANU-PF truck from Marginal and East drove to First Street and Jason Moyo, and it parked, and there were three people in the cab and two were in the truck outside, and they dropped some flyers that were written "Vote of No Confidence" on Mugabe.
Another resident who declined to be named said the flyers were of poor quality and were unlikely to have been printed by ZANU-PF, but were being distributed by some disgruntled supporters. Studio 7 was unable to get comment from senior ZANU-PF leadership from Ashonaland East or acting spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo. But media center director and political analyst Ernest Mudzengi says given the infighting in ZANU-PF, it is possible that the distribution of the flyers was done by one of the factions.
It's difficult to tell. It could be that the other faction, aligned to Vice President Joyce Mujuru, is doing that out of anger. That is still possible. The other explanation could be that it's a part of counterintelligence by the other faction loyal to Mr. Mnangagwa. It's possible both ways. We cannot tell.
He said it is unlikely that anyone in ZANU-PF would ever propose a vote of no confidence in President Robert Mugabe, especially with all the purges that have been going on in the past month and that have seen senior ZANU-PF members like Deputy President Joyce Mujuru being dumped from the powerful decision-making organ, the Central Committee. ZANU-PF has been rocked by serious infighting, pitting factions allegedly led by Ms. Mujuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. Meanwhile, hundreds of ZANU-PF members who failed to get accredited in their provinces for the Congress were camped outside the party's headquarters, hoping to get their tickets into the venue. President Mugabe is expected to officially open the Congress Thursday. Ms. Mombi Arara is one of those who have been accredited. She says they expect a peaceful and successful Congress.
I wish the Congress will be held very nice, and I think we are going to learn more things from our president and the members of the Politburo and the members of the Central Committee, the members of the Harare province, and many provinces are going to come here so we get together.
Meanwhile, the First Lady Grace Mugabe today toured the Congress venue, which has been named the Robert Mugabe Square. More than 12,000 delegates are expected to attend the Congress, which many say will now be a damp squib following the purging of the party and efforts to centralize power in Mr. Mugabe so he can choose his own deputies, unlike in the past when they were elected. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.